Every time you type a search query into Google, something remarkable happens before you see a single result. An auction fires. Not in seconds, in milliseconds. Thousands of advertisers compete for your attention in real time, and the winner isn't always the one who bid the most money. That's the counterintuitive core of Google's ad engine, Alina, and it's the mechanism that turned a graduate research project into one of the most profitable businesses in human history. Google's own documentation confirms it plainly. A higher bid does not automatically guarantee the highest position. Quality matters just as much as cash. Think of it like a restaurant awarding the best table not to the richest guest, but to the guest most likely to enjoy the meal and recommend the place to friends. That analogy captures how Google's auction actually works. Every time a user searches, Google first identifies ads whose keywords match that query. Then it screens out ads that target the wrong country, violate policy, or fail eligibility requirements. Those never even enter the race. What remains goes through a ranking formula called AdRank. Google identifies six broad inputs to AdRank: your bid, your ad and landing page quality, AdRank thresholds, auction competitiveness, search context, and the expected impact of ad assets like phone numbers or additional links. Six inputs, not one. That's the architecture most advertisers miss entirely. Now, the key idea here is quality score. It's a diagnostic estimate that advertisers can monitor for their keywords inside Google Ads accounts. It signals how useful and relevant your ad and landing page are to the person searching. Google evaluates usefulness, relevance, expected user experience, and ease of navigation as quality signals. Here's why that matters for you, Alina. A high-quality ad can outrank a higher bidder, and may do so at a lower cost. Google's own documentation states this explicitly. That means a scrappy startup with a tightly written, highly relevant ad can beat a Fortune 500 company spending 10 times more per click. The system rewards relevance, not just budget. Search context amplifies this further. The same query from different devices, locations, or times of day can produce entirely different auction outcomes, because context signals shift what Google predicts a user actually wants. Remember, this isn't one single ranking contest per page. Google runs separate auctions for different ad locations on a single search results page. An advertiser's ad can appear more than once across different locations, but only once within any single location. And the pricing model has a clever twist. For search ads, the advertiser generally pays the minimum amount required to clear the applicable threshold and beat the ad rank of the competitor immediately below them. If no competing advertiser clears the relevant threshold, the winning advertiser pays a reserve price rather than their maximum bid. That means actual cost per click is often lower than the maximum bid submitted. However, Google's documentation also notes that actual cost per click can still be relatively expensive even without a direct competitor below, because reserve thresholds apply regardless. The European Commission has examined concerns about whether these auction practices could artificially increase final prices for advertisers, according to Reuters reporting from 2026. That regulatory scrutiny signals just how much economic power this auction mechanism concentrates. The takeaway from all of this is precise and worth holding on to. Google's real innovation wasn't just PageRank, the algorithm that ranked web pages by link authority. It was the construction of a real-time, self-reinforcing auction system that made digital advertising measurable, scalable, and hyper-relevant through the quality score. Every search feeds data back into the system. Better data improves quality predictions. Better quality predictions make the auction more accurate. More accurate auctions attract more advertisers. More advertisers generate more revenue, which funds better infrastructure, which attracts more users, which generates more searches, which feeds more data back in. That's the flywheel, Alina, and quality score is the axle it spins on. The genius of the model is that Google aligned its own financial incentives with user experience. Showing irrelevant ads would degrade search quality and drive users away. So Google built a system where relevance is literally the currency. Advertisers who serve users well pay less and rank higher. That alignment is why this engine has proven so durable, and why understanding it is essential for anyone thinking seriously about platform economics, digital strategy, or where the internet's money actually flows.